Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
An investigation is underway after three people were killed in a collision in northern KZN. It's understood that a truck and a car crashed on the N2 in Pongola last night. Two others were left severely injured. KZN Transport spokesperson Dabizintle Sibiya.
We will be guided by the investigation in terms of understanding what could have caused the accident. On Wednesday, we started a major operation involving monitoring truck activities in weighbridges across the province. We have resolved to sustain our operations at more than 17 weighbridges across all corners of the province.
And in the Western Cape, the United Democratic Movement has expressed concern over police raids linked to alleged 1.6 billion rand fraud and corruption involving municipal contracts in Cape Town. The UDM's Bongani Makungwana says 26 properties, including officials' homes, were searched and devices seized by SAPS investigators. He warns that recurring tender scandals and links to underworld figures erode public trust and has called for the suspension of any implicated officials.
Accountability does not come from spin, but from transparent investigations, full disclosure and holding individuals, no matter how senior, they are found complicit. The UDM therefore calls for the law enforcement to ensure prosecutions follow swiftly so that whistleblowers and public can see justice done.
And in Gauteng, Action SA National Chairperson Michael Beaumont says Ekurhuleni has become a neglected city. The party yesterday announced Xolani Khumalo as the mayoral candidate for the metro. Speaking in Tembisa, Beaumont urged residents to vote differently, saying older political parties have failed municipalities.
Ekurhuleni has become the forgotten metropolitan of Gauteng. Most of the municipalities in our country are broken, and Ekurhuleni is no different. It is time to try something new. Action SA is ready to be that party that you need us to be, that we can fix broken municipalities.
And abroad, Lithuania's main airport has reopened after an hours-long closure due to a suspected series of balloons. It's the latest such incident to disrupt flights in a European city. Airports in Germany, Denmark, Norway and Poland have recently suspended flights due to unidentified drones. Romania and Estonia have pointed the finger at Russia, which has brushed off the allegations. And on the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 4 warning in place for damaging winds between Mthunzini and Nkosi Bay, as well as the adjacent interior of KZN this morning. There's also a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the western and southern parts of the province this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly clear skies in KZN, with showers expected later. Durban and Margate reach a high of 22 degrees, Newcastle and Richards Bay 28, Pietermaritzburg and Ulundi 27, Ladysmith 30, Moy River 26, Kokstad and the Berg 24. Morning swells are reaching 4.5 meters at the Durban beach with sunset at 6. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
Thanks so much, Tamasha. Love and light, healing, and all those things. Better things
Thank
to come.
You.
You know, all the things that people say, like, oh, you know what I mean? You had to go you through the wrong one to find the right one.
Yeah, but I'm so traumatized. It's going to take me a while to get over
it. How fresh is fresh? Like,
well, it's 4 months, but it's still fresh to me.
4 months is fresh.
Yeah.
If it was still in 2025, it's fresh.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that New Year's is around the corner, eh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, it's fine. Stay off the dating apps, please.
I deleted them. Don't worry. I'm not going there.
Because you know what you're going to find, right?
No,
you're going to find him.
Thanks.
You're going to find his profile on there. And then, oh.
Yeah, I'm thanks.
We told her.